Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues and jazz and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. To get us started, last week, June 14th in 1834, Isaac Fisher Jr. of Springfield, Vermont, received a patent for an invention which was destined to change the course of history. Mr. Fisher displayed a lot of grit in coming up with his idea, and he was probably the only person on his block to have a patent to his name. Now, obtaining a patent can be a rough experience, and he probably wondered if he would ever see a finish to his efforts. But eventually, Isaac Fisher received his patent for sandpaper. So here to commemorate Isaac Fisher's invention are some rapidly rotating records about sand.
Over there for what you giving me the air for, what you got the Morris chair for, oh come on and let's get friendly, what you want to leave me flat for, what you want to be like that for, what's the welcome on the mat for, oh come on and let's get friendly. Why have you got those lovable charms? Why have I got these two loving arms? What you acting so afraid for? What's the window got a shade for? What's the cozy corner made for? Oh, come on and let's get friendly.
Your memory lingers on. I can't forget. day like today, we pass the time away, writing love letters in the sand. How you laughed when I cried, each time I saw the tide, take our love letters in the sand. You made a vow that you would always be true, but somehow that vow meant nothing to you. Now my poor heart just aches with every wave it breaks over love letters in the sand.
Thank you.
some sand songs to commemorate Isaac Fisher's patent for sandpaper on June 14, 1834. From August 19, 1920, we just heard Paul Whiteman and his Ambassador Orchestra and a Richard Whiting Raymond Egan composition, Japanese Sandman. That record was extremely successful and the song was immensely popular. The Orpheus Trio issued a version in October of 1920, a month before Whiteman, and there were at least three versions besides Whiteman's issued in November. Only composer Richard Whiting is credited on the label of that Victor 78 because Victor usually omitted the lyricist credit if the recording was made as an instrumental. Before the Japanese Sandman, we heard Gene Austin and Love Letters in the Sand, music by J. Fred Coots and words by Nick and Charles Kenny. And we began with the Ben Selvin Band and Let's Get Friendly, written by Dan Dougherty, Jack Yellen, and Sid Silvers. So what does Let's Get Friendly have to do with sand? Well, the band is credited on that Harmony 78 as one of dozens, if not hundreds, of Ben Selvin pseudonyms, Ray Carroll and his Sands Point Orchestra. I'm Glenn Robison, and the name of the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, June 14th, marked the birth in 1910 in New Orleans of Hilton Napoleon Lamar, better known as Nappy. He started off playing banjo in the mid-20s with Johnny Beiersdorfer, Monk Hazel, Sharky Bonanno, and Johnny Wiggs, and toured with Billy Lustig's Scranton Sirens. In the late 20s, Lamar switched from banjo to guitar, but still often played banjo. He was with the Ben Pollock Band from 1930 to 34, sometimes featured as vocalist, and was a charter member of the Bob Crosby Band in 1935 when it was formed by a group of former Pollock Band members. In addition to playing and singing, Nappy Lamar also composed Dixieland Shuffle, Swingin' at the Sugar Bowl, Loopin' the Loop, March of the Bobcats, among others. He was with Crosby until he disbanded in late 1942 and then was with Eddie Miller, Ray Baduc, and Jimmy Dorsey. He led Dixieland bands on TV from 1949 to 51 and was active into the 1970s, touring in late 1973 with the world's greatest jazz band. Nappy Lamar died on May 8, 1988. Here are three featuring Nappy Lamar.
Penned in your talk, there's nothing like you in Paris or New York. You awfully easy on the eye, little bit pendant when we dance, little bit independent towards romance, a bit of sophistication in your glance, and yet you're easy on the eyes. Whenever I'm with you alone, you weave a magic spell, and though it be a danger zone, I only know that you're swell. Little bit independent with your smile, little bit independent in your style, but how can I help but love you all the while when you're so easy on the eye.
beautiful. How'd you like to romance for a while? When you're near, what joy and cheer you're bringing. Can't you hear the bees and birdies singing? Oh, hello, beautiful. How can you be dutiful and still be mother's angel child?
Bob Crosby and his orchestra, March 14, 1938, with Nappy Lamar on guitar and a Nappy Lamar composition, March of the Bobcats. That was preceded by the Ben Pollock Band, Nappy Lamar on banjo and guitar, credited on that Broadway 78 as Rob Golden and his orchestra, and the Walter Donaldson composition, Hello Beautiful, recorded in January of 1931. And we began in November of 1935 with Nappy Lamar performing vocally with the Mound City Blue Blowers and A Little Bit Independent, written by Joe Burke and Edgar Leslie. Guitarist Hilton Napoleon Nappy Lamar, born June 14, 1910. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm your host, Glenn Robison, and we're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, and available online, anytime at all, on demand at www.radiofreeworld.com.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, June 14th, marked the birth in 1895 of Cliff Edwards. He got his start in show business in St. Louis, singing and accompanying himself on the ukulele. He developed an improvised singing style that he called effin', where his voice imitated a hot trumpet or kazoo solo, and he would interject these effin' solos into his songs. In 1917, he moved to Chicago, where he took a job as a singer in the Arsonia Cafe, and then formed a vaudeville act with Joe Frisco, a stuttering comedian and dancer, and eventually they played at the Palace in New York City and in the Ziegfeld Follies. After Edwards and Frisco broke up, Cliff teamed up with another dancer and singer named Pierce Keegan. They billed their act as Keegan and Edwards Jazz As Is, toured the vaudeville circuit, and recorded 5 songs for Columbia, which unfortunately were never issued. This act broke up in the mid-1920s, and Edwards then teamed up with Lou Clayton, who went on to work with Jimmy Durante in vaudeville. In 1922, Edwards recorded his first records with Ladd's Black Aces and Bailey's Lucky Seven. In 1924, he appeared in George Gershwin's Lady Be Good on Broadway and introduced the song Fascinating Rhythm. In 1929, Edwards scored another hit with his version of Singin' in the Rain in the movie The Hollywood Review of 1929, and he went on to appear in more than 100 motion pictures. He was cast as the voice of Jiminy Cricket in the Disney animated feature Pinocchio, in which he sang When You Wish Upon a Star, which won the Oscar in 1940 for Best Song. It's estimated that Edwards sold 74 million records during his career. But despite all of this success and earning millions of dollars throughout his career, he went bankrupt several times and died in 1971, broken, forgotten. But he's not forgotten here on this show. Here's Cliff Edwards.
Thank you. what makes me feel this way, but I do. I'm so glad you came along, for it seems when things go wrong, you're the one to tell my troubles to. I'm just all out of sorts, for all sorts of reasons, and I want somebody to cheer me up, up, up. When I feel this way, I change like the season. If I had somebody to cheer me up, up, up. You're the kind hard to find. You don't mind when I frown, but you smile all the while. You never turn me down. When I'm all out of sorts, for all sorts of reasons, and I want somebody to cheer me up, up, up.
Trees were a-budding and skies were blue. It was a moment, a wonderful moment that came to me. Sunlight and laughter were mine ever after. Still it's all a mystery. I'm in the middle of some funny riddle I can't explain. I can't deny it, why should I try it? It's all in vain. Here with my loving arms around you, happy I found you, how can it be that all of a sudden I love you and you love me? Let me hold you by the hand, I want to be sure that you're real. Somehow I can't believe my eyes, and if you shouldn't understand the funny way I feel, just let me tell you and make you realize that all of a sudden my heart went thudding when I saw you. All of a sudden the trees were a-budding and skies were blue. It was a moment, a wonderful moment that came to me. Sunlight and laughter were mine ever after. Still it's all a mystery. I'm in the middle of some funny riddle I can't explain. I can't deny it, so why should I try it? It's all in vain. Here with my loving arms around you, happy I found you, how can it be that all of a sudden I love you and you love me? Here with my loving arms around you, happy I found you, how can it be that all of a sudden I love you and you love me? Thank you.
Cliff Ukulele-Ike Edwards with the Californians, including Sterling Bowes on trumpet and Dick McDonough on guitar, and All of a Sudden from May 4th, 1932. That was preceded by Cliff Edwards and his Hot Combination and the Gus Kahn-Ted Fiorito collaboration, I Want Somebody to Cheer Me Up, a pretty good example of Cliff's effin' singing style. And we began our little tribute to Ukulele Ike with Bailey's Lucky Seven and Nobody Lied, with an even better example of effin'. Nobody Lied was written by Edwin J. Weber, with lyrics by Carol Norman and Hyatt Berry, and was recorded June 16, 1922. Cliff Edwards, born June 14, 1895. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at www.kisl.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at www.radiofreeworld.com. Last week, June 9th, marked the birth in 1900 in Tyrone, Pennsylvania, of bandleader, songwriter, and inventor Fred Waring. In 1917, he and Freddie Buck joined a duo led by younger brother Tom and drummer Polly McClintock. He played banjo and led a band while an engineering student at Penn State, and after college formed Waring's Collegians, which was later enlarged and called Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians. The group was in the Broadway shows Hello Yourself and The New Yorkers, where they introduced the song Love for Sale. They made the first all-musical movie, RKO's Syncopation, in 1929, but they achieved national fame through radio appearances. Their first major radio series began in February of 1933 and was sponsored by Old Gold Cigarettes. Ford Motor Company took over sponsorship the following year until the end of 1936. The band was also the first, in 1949, to have their own TV show. Besides McClintock and Buck, other key members of the band included the McFarlane Twins on reeds, violinist Fred Culley, and Scat Davis on trumpet and rhythm vocals. In addition to band leading, Fred Waring composed about 200 songs and founded music publishing company Shawnee Press. As an inventor, he patented the Waring Blender in 1937. He was leading concert tours into the 1970s and made his last public appearance at President Reagan's inauguration in 1981. Fred Waring died in State College, Pennsylvania on July 29, 1984. Here are three from Fred Waring. Thank you.
where have you been?
My life was a losing fight till that lucky night, baby.
You happened in from what I had heard about love. I thought it was all sorrow and sin.
But now that we meet at last, I forget what's past. Baby,
where have you been? I was a fool unbefriended in the depths of despair. Well, out of the blue,
thank you.
Waring's Pennsylvanians, July 17th, 1930, and So Beats My Heart for You, written by Pat Ballard, Charles Henderson, pianist in the band, and Tom Waring. The vocal was performed by trumpeter Stuart Churchill and the three girlfriends, June Schaefer, Ida Pearson, and Stella Friend. That was preceded by the Pennsylvanians and the three Waring girls and Where Have You Been, a Cole Porter song from the show The New Yorkers, recorded Christmas Eve, 1930. And we began our Fred Waring tribute December 4th, 1925, and Harry Warren's I Love My Baby. Fred Waring, born June 9th, 1900.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Last week, June 10th in 1935, Dr. Robert Smith, better known as Dr. Bob, and his friend William G. Wilson founded Alcoholics Anonymous. So here's a set of non-alcoholic beverage songs, beginning with Ray Nichols and his Four Towers Orchestra.
nice cup of tea in the morning, just to start the day, you see. And at 11:30, well, my idea of heaven is a nice cup of tea. I like a nice cup of tea with my dinner, and a nice cup of tea with my tea. And when it's time for bed, there's a lot to be said for a nice cup of tea.
Sarsaparilla beneath the beach umbrella, and you to make the day so sunny. I'll write love letters to you in the sand. Oh, won't it be grand? You'll be wicky wacky wooing at the seashore. Oh boy, there's nothing sweller. Hot dogs and sarsaparilla with lots of kisses from my honey, my honey. You'll be my Cinderella, I'll be that lucky fella, hot dogs and sarsaparilla with you.
Some non-alcoholic beverage songs on Rapidly Rotating Records to commemorate the founding of Alcoholics Anonymous on June 10, 1935. We started off with a record made just 17 days later by Ray Nichols and his Four Towers Orchestra, Black Coffee. Ray Nichols played trumpet and led the band, and the vocal was by Billy Hibbard, but the rest of the personnel are unknown. Next, it was Billy Maron and his Commanders, and being a British band, A Nice Cup of Tea, with the vocal by Rita Williams, recorded March 5, 1937. After working in the bands of Contry Tate and Alan Green, Billy Maron formed his Commanders in 1931 and opened at the Palais de Danse in Nottingham and made regular radio broadcasts from Birmingham. The Commanders were featured in two British movies in 1935, the review In Town Tonight and Can You Hear Me, Mother? Singer Rita Williams joined the Commanders in 1936 after appearing in their short film The Show's the Thing, where she sang the Maron composition You've Got to Have Swing. And we finished up with Ted Fiorito and his orchestra with the vocal by Muzzy Marcellino and Hot Dogs and Sarsaparilla from June 4, 1934. Bandleader Muzzy Marcellino was born in San Francisco and studied both violin and guitar while growing up. Between 1932 and 38, he worked with Ted Fiorito and the Loughner Harris Orchestra, and in 1938 formed his own orchestra, which debuted at Topsy's Restaurant in San Francisco and featured vocalist Gloria DeHaven. He played venues on the West Coast for the next 10 years before disbanding his group in 1948. From 1950 to 69, he was musical director for Art Linkletter's various television programs. He was also an accomplished whistler, and his whistling is featured in The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, The High and the Mighty, many advertisements, and even in the Tiki Room at Disneyland. Muzzy Marcellino died in 1997. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.